Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to his name. He is our rock. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Amen. Jesus is my rock, my soul, and my shield. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil on the Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. This is Throwback Day. Amen. Hallelujah. How you say? Throwback Wednesday. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God glory this morning. Amen. For you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, amen, for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. I know God has a word for us, and I know God wants to do something special for us, because anytime that we encounter the Holy Spirit, amen, Jesus touch, amen, something changes in our life. How many need a touch from the Lord this morning? Amen. Praise God. I know I always need a touch from the Lord. Amen. Every day. And we are on the air early this morning. Y'all, morning glory with me. Amen. Hallelujah. So with that being said, I'm going to pray. I want to hear what the Lord is going to say to us today. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just welcome, we welcome your presence here this morning, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because, yes, Holy Spirit. God, you said when two or three come together in your name, Father, that you are in the midst, oh God. So I touch and agree, God, today, God, with all who are listening on today, that we come on one accord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will go out with power, with authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I bless you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I'm asking, Father God, that you will bless thy people, Lord God, all around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the midst of all the chaos that's going on, Father God, let us keep focused, Lord God, on the things of you, Father God, knowing that, Lord God, that we can pray, but we have to turn it over to you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you, Lord God, then do your miraculous miracle, God, within the land, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, today, Lord God, yes, Hobo Shanda, God, for a special touch for thy people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking that you move by your Holy Spirit, like, yes, Holy Ghost, like you never did before, Father God, even on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, every attack, everything, God, ye katoko yataba shanda, that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We sever it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the anointing, God, the anointing that breaks yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I'm asking, Father God, that you would speak through me today, Father. I ask, Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, have your way. Move by your Holy Spirit, God. Speak thy love. Speak, Lord, speak, God, to your people, Father God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you're getting ready to do, all that you're getting ready to say to thy people, God, on today, Lord God. Starting with me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you, and I lift you up, God, today. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on today. Amen. Good morning, y'all. Yes, Holy Spirit. I want to talk to us today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. This is not good. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us today. I'm going to go to 2 Kings, the first verse, starting at first verse. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I want us to read in your spare time chapter 5 of 2 Kings. I'm going to read some of it. Amen? Praise God, praise God, praise God. And I have a word from the Lord. The Bible says, okay. Now Naamath, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. And the Syrian had gone out on a raid and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naamah's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." And Naamah went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the girl, who is from the land of Israel." King of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naamah my servant to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy." And it happened when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man send a man to me to heal him of his leprosy?" He said, "Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me, how he seeks an argument with me." So it was when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had tore his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, "Why have you tore your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Then Naamah went with his horses and chariots, and he stood at the door of Elijah's house. And Elijah sent a message to him saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naamah became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hands over the place and heal the leprosy." I'm going to stop right there. I'll stop right there. Here we find on Sunday, we were talking about throwing the net on the right hand, because they knew, amen, they fished all night. Remember that? They fished all night, couldn't find anything. So God says today, he is still yet talking about divine intervention. I want you to get that in your spirit, because there will be some divine interventions that's going to happen in your life and my life, praise God. The things that we cannot explain. Come on, somebody. The things that we don't know, praise God, that's coming before us, that we have no idea of what God is doing behind the scenes. Amen, praise God. Remember, praise God, we talked about divine intervention. Divine intervention when there is no other explanation other than God for how something turns out. Miraculous healing, people being in the right place at the right time. circumstances that protected someone from harm's way. And clearly how God steps in and makes his plan known. This is what God is saying. So we have to hold on to the word of the Lord, because there is some things that God is getting ready to do, but there is going to be a divine intervention in the things of God, because there are some things that we can't even explain how we get to places, how we come out of things, and how miraculous miracles happen, because it has to come from the Lord. Somebody say, comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I want to talk to us today about Naaman and how, praise God, high. Yes, Holy Spirit, how God moved on him. Praise God. This man was full of leprosy. And we know, praise God, in the Bible, in the beginning, praise God, that leprosy was not of God. They hid themselves. And when they came around, they holler, you know, man, they leprosy, leprosy. Amen. Praise God. Because why? They were shunned. Amen. Praise God. Because it was such a disease. Amen. That they hid themselves. But this man has leprosy. And God sends this little girl into a place. Amen. They call her like the slave girl into a place. And God is going to do a miraculous miracle just for you, 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 and you, praise God. So I want you to hold on to the word of God. Thank you for divine intervention in my life. We have to speak those things, amen. Here. You have to put the net in where the fish are. Remember that, praise God, because if they did not do that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, nothing would come out of it. The point is that the answer is often closer than you think. Come on, my God, I give it glory. The fish were not on the other side of the lake. Remember that, y'all. Come on. They were just on the other side of the boat. The answer is often close as your willingness to obey and do what God is asking. Are we there? Are we hanging on to the horns of the altar? Are our mind going somewhere else and thinking about all the other things that's going on in the midst of all this that God says, keep your focus, keep your 2020s, amen, praise God, ha, my Shanda, keep your eyes on the cross, amen, praise God. Continue to pray, but keep your eyes on the cross, amen. There is an interesting story, praise God, and we read that, praise God, about the Syrian general named Naaman, amen. One day he awoke to find leprosy was the beginning to spread across his body, and his slave girl, the slave girl whom he had taken captive in one of the battles against Israel, said to his wife, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Amen. So Naaman went to Elijah the prophet, who did not even come out of the house. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. But had his servant go out and tell him to bathe in the Jordan River. Amen. He was to dip himself 7 times. Amen. Praise God. Naaman was furious. He was furious. Amen. Praise God. Because there were some instructions given to Naaman. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of times that God gives us instructions. Amen. We find that, praise God, that Naaman was saying, you know, praise God, why can't I go, amen, to the river Abana or Potiphar or Damascus? Why can't I go there? Isn't the water better there, praise God? And could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage, and his servant came near and spoke to him and said, my father, yes, God, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would not you have done it? How much more then when he say to you, wash and be clean, wash and be clean. Come on, somebody. So he went down and dipped himself, come on, 7 times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of the little child, and he was clean. Now, when I think about So Naaman, he goes down to Elijah, praise God, and he's furious. He felt insulted. Come on. And have you ever felt insulted by some instructions, amen, that somebody tried to give you? And what I'm talking about today, praise God, there are some things that God requires from us. He requires obedience. He requires us doing what he wants us to do. Now, my thing is, glory to God, we have to really clear out all the clutter of our mind. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. There are some things in our mind, praise God, that we cannot even focus on the things of God. There's so much stuff that we have to really get into prayer and begin to, come on, somebody, begin to pull out every clutter, everything that's going on in our lives in order to hear the instructions and be obedient to the Spirit of the living God. Somebody said, pull the clutter out. You cannot make nothing happen. My God, I give you glory. We cannot, oh, come on, somebody. We can't make nothing happen unless God allows it to happen, praise God. So God is coming with a word, amen, of instruction for us that we shall be obedient to the voice of God, that he can bless us the way that he wants to bless us. He's trying to give us, come on, somebody, divine intervention, but it's going to take us to be obedient to the Spirit of the living God. Can I hear from him as I'm spending time with the Lord that I may know his voice? He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. It's going to take us obedience in this season to get cross where we need to go into the divine places that God has called us to be in. There are some things that is going to take us, amen, to move out and to shift and to do it the way God wants us to do it. Not our way, praise God, but it's God's way. Somebody shout, it is God's way, not my will, but the will of the Lord. My God, I give you glory. Here, praise God. So Naaman went to Elijah the prophet, who did not even come out the house, but his servant go out and tell him to bathe in the Jordan River. He was to dip himself seven times. Naaman, being furious, he felt insulted that he would bathe in the river of Israel. And besides, he wanted something miraculous. And this big old, I call it, praise God, glory to God, splendiferous moments, amen, these wow moments. He just wanted the thing to take place and to, for it to happen, amen, praise God. He said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of his God, wave his hands over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. So he refused to obey and submit to what the prophet told him. Now listen to them. He refused to obey and submit, come on somebody, to the prophet who told him, and the storm off and rage. Amen. Praise God. But one of the servants tried to reason with him. Come on, somebody. You know something. Praise God. We all get hot-headed at some point in time. We don't want to listen to nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God put people in our lives. Amen. It's not that they are prideful or anything. Praise God. Not that, praise God, they will try to get you off a track. Praise God. Some people are there to help you along the way in your destiny, praise God. And he's telling him, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. I thought that they would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the God and wave his hands, amen, praise God. So he refused to obey, submit, amen, and the storms off and raging. But one of his servants tried to reason with him, if the prophet had told you to do something great, he said, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be clean? Then the Bible said, so he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times, as the man of God told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean, like that of a little young boy. See, it's going to take us, amen, praise God, for God to come to talk to us or to send somebody, amen, with divine instructions. Somebody say divine instructions. These are the instructions, because I always say, amen, when a prophetic word comes to us, amen, praise God, God don't leave us stuck in anything. There's always wisdom behind the word. Come on, somebody, glory to God. There's always a solution, praise God. Somebody say, oh, I seen you, praise God. And I seen you, you were sick, amen, praise God. But what else did God say? Because he's not going to leave us in a state. God does not leave us in that state, praise God. There has to be a solution, praise God. That's why I ask people, what did they say? What did God say, amen, through that person? Is it coming from God? Because the Bible says also that many prophets have went out into the world, and they was not of him, praise God. So that's why we need to be in a place, amen, a still place, to hear from God, amen, praise God. That way you don't get confused of what you're hearing, because there's many voices in the land, but is it God's voice, amen? Is something taking place in your life, amen, praise God? Have you seen something come to pass? Has God spoke to you in a dream? Has God spoke to you in a vision, amen, praise God? Has God spoke to you while you're sitting down? Amen, hallelujah. So the answer was closer than he realized. It was humbling, but it was the thing he needed to do. It did not make sense at the time. And remember, amen, on last week, and spoken, God spoke through me, and he said a lot of times, amen, the instructions that he gives is not sometimes is going to make no sense to us, praise God. Could you imagine, praise God, this man being sick for this long time, and then he hears, amen, glory to God, through the servant, just listening, praise God, hi, my God, I thank you, from the slave girl, praise God, hallelujah, how he can be healed. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hear, 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 amen, praise God, hallelujah. It's going to take us some time to humble ourselves, amen. It's not going to make sense all the time that when God tells us to do something, praise God, you might be doing it on another way, but he'll tell you, praise God, do it this way, praise God. And he speaks to us. He's trying to, you know, the song says, God is trying to tell us something. Oh, my God, I give it glory. God is trying to tell us something, amen. Amen, praise God. He's trying to tell us something. Amen, praise God. Hamashanda. If I be a prophet of the Lord today, praise God. God is trying to tell us something. My God, I give you glory. Through all the chaos, he's trying to speak to us, y'all. He thought he had better water where he lived in Syria. But the answer was closer than that. If you are going to fish, come on, we talk about the fish too as well. You have to put down your net where the fish are. If you're going to receive the answer God has for you, you're going to have to do what he says, when he says it, and where he says to do it. I've known many people, amen, praise God, that who prayed for an answer to their problems. But when the answer came, they didn't like what God said. Amen, praise God. Because the way they want things to happen, it doesn't happen the way we think it's going to happen. They already had it fixed in their head how God should do it. We got to tell God how he or what he's going to do in our lives and how he's going to do it. But that's not the way God wants us. He wants us to shift our mindset and receive the instructions from heaven. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. He already had it fixed in his head how God should do it, and they did not want to humble themselves and would not accept what God acts and what God was doing. Amen. Praise God. Hey, my God, I give you glory. We have to humble ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Humble themselves. They would not accept what God was asking them to do. They did not want to look foolish. And that's the point here. Praise God. They didn't want to look foolish. They did not want to do the difficult thing God was telling them to do. Because sometimes they meant gobo shanda. There's difficulties sometimes that when God asks us to do something, and I can agree, praise God, with when God wants us to do something, it's just like, amen, when we got to preach the word of the Lord, praise God, we go through such warfare because we don't realize that the word that God put in our belly to preach out, praise God, is going to cause some interruption in the realm of the spirit because the enemy don't want the word to get to us, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So you get a counter attack against a yes, glory to God, and sometimes backlashes because of the word. Have you ever stood in the midst of a congregation and preached the word of the Lord, and you preach from your heart what the Holy Spirit has given you, praise God, and then you get a fuller congregation, and they said, I don't know, they were preaching to me. How they know my business? I ain't going back to that church no more, praise God. But you are doing the will of the Lord, and sometimes, amen, even through the word of the Lord, you may get backlashes. Come on, somebody. You may get an attack, amen, of the enemy, because he don't want you to get the truth. He don't want you to get the instructions. He don't want you to do it right, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But God is saying today, praise God, what I give you sometimes, amen, praise God, is not going to be your way. It's going to be my way, praise God. Sometimes we have to hold it and get in a park place, amen. Somebody say, park it, little Shonda, park it right here and get the instruction before you run on, amen, praise God, before you drive off. You can't go, amen, on a road trip not knowing where you're going, praise God. You have to first park it, praise God, get the instruction, then you drive on. But the thing about it, amen, praise God, the church sometimes, we sometimes, amen, want to get into the car, take off, and not knowing where we are going. My God, I give you the glory today. Oh, my son, speak, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we have to park it and wait on the instructions that we will come out the right way. Namath didn't want to do it right, praise God. Yet, he didn't want to follow the instructions, amen. All he knew, praise God, there is some rivers that's clean water. How God will tell me to go into the dirty water and dip seven times? It's going to take us to be obedient, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. They wanted a supernatural, exciting answer. They would do a great thing, but not a small thing, the humble thing. But God is not asking you to do a great thing that will get lots of attention. He is only asking you to do the simple thing of obeying what he says and do it. Here, a long obedience in the same direction. Sometimes God gives us that it's not going to seem reality. The story tells us, amen, praise God, of how sometimes we can be weak in areas of our lives. But here, I want to tell us a story, praise God, hallelujah. The story of a weak and sickly man. When I ran across a story, I want to talk to us today. And amen, it was a weak man, a sickly man, and his condition grew worse, but he could not afford a doctor. Come on, somebody. He lived in a deep backwoods in an old log cabin. And out front of his cabinet was a large, huge boulder. Oh, my God, I give you glory. One night he had a vision. God told him to go out and push the massive rock in front of the home all day long, day after day, until he told him to stop. That was a vision. The man got up early in the morning, and with great excitement, he pushed on the rock as long as he could. A rest, he pushed some more. The night vision was so real that it inspired the man as he pushed against the rock. It gave him meaning because God was speaking to him. So each day he would push a little harder and a little longer. Day after day he pushed. Days rolled into weeks and weeks into months. And he faithfully pushed against the rock. After 8 months of pushing that rock, the man was getting tired of pushing the rock so much. And in his tiredness, he started to doubt his dream. Ain't that how we do it, y'all? When God give us something, he was excited, and a long time went past, and he's still pushing the rock. He measured from his porch to the rock. And after pushing the rock, he would measure to see how much he had moved the rock. After 2 weeks of pushing and measuring, he realized he had not moved the boulder a fraction of an inch. Oh, y'all, come on, talk to me. A matter of fact, the boulder was in the same place as when he started. Could you imagine God giving you a vision? The vision seems so real. Amen. Praise God. You get excited about what God said. The man was so disappointed because he saw his work had accomplished nothing. He was tired, and his dream seemed to dash upon the rock. He sat on the porch and cried because he had invested so much time for nothing. But as the sun was setting in the west, Jesus came and sat down next to the man as he was sitting on the porch. He said, "Son, why are you so sad?" The man replied, "Lord, you know how sick and how weak I am. And then the vision you gave me built up false hope. I have pushed with all that was in me. I pushed for many months. And that old rock is still right where it was sitting and where I started." Jesus said to him, "I never told you to move the rock." That's instructions, y'all. Hear what I'm saying. "I told you to push against the rock." Jesus told the man to step in front of the mirror and look at himself. As an act of obedience, the man stepped in front of the mirror. He was amazed. How could he have missed it? He had been sickly and weak. And what he saw in a mirror was a strong, muscular man. He also realized that he had not been coughing all night. It dawned on him that he had been feeling better for months. And it was all because he had been pushing, not moving the rock. Then the man realized that the plan of God was not to change the position of the rock, but to change him. Oh, come on, somebody. God's plan was not for the rock, but for him. Understand the plan. Trust what he is saying to you. Listen to God. Do what he say do. Do not work. Come on, somebody. Do the work of obedience. It is not nearly so important that the rock in your life be moved as it is for you to push against the rock. My God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah. When the man looked around, y'all talk to me today, glory, 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 glory. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. The man had missed the message. How can we miss a message that God gives us sometimes? Because we're focused on other areas. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Gave him a dream. All he had to do was just be obedient to the dream. But he missed something. How could sometimes we be serving the Lord and still missing it? Oh, come on, somebody. I talked about that the other day. Sometimes we can miss what God is doing. We can be training and training and training and training in the word of the Lord. And you get frustrated. And you don't want to read no more. But your reading is a purpose and a plan. You fast when you got saved. Oh, and you stop it because you thought that it's not doing nothing. But by in reality, it is moving mountains and things in your life, and generational curses and blessings are being stored while you are yet fasting. But because we want to feed our flesh, we don't want to fast no more, praise God. All we want to do is eat. It's going to take you to follow instructions as God gave it to us, praise God. If he told you to do something great, would you do it? Oh, my God, I give you glory. If he tell you that it's going to take a little work, amen, praise God, would you do it? Praise God. Somebody say, I'm fully committed to what God say to do, praise God. With that being said, amen, I'm going to be right back, praise God. I've got to go to a song. I've got to go to a song. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil.
All of my desires. Now for the rest of my life, I'm fooling.
How many know, praise God, hallelujah, and behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. We are still talking about divine intervention. You are closer than you think. Amen. Welcome. Amen. On our Throwback Wednesday. Amen. Praise God. Throwback Wednesday. Amen. 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 King Ben-Hadad of Syria sent Naaman, come on, to the king of Israel, thinking that the king could order Elijah to cure Naaman. He thought God's gift of healing could be brought. Come on, somebody. The king of Israel was upset because he knew he had no control over the situation, and he thought the Syrian king was trying to find an excuse to fight. Oh, come on, somebody. He was completely ignorant of God's power working through Elijah. And that's how it is today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, let us talk about that. They was ignorant of the anointing that was on the man of God's life. There was power that Elijah possessed it, amen, to be able to heal, to be able to deliver, to be able to set free. And that's the problem with us today, praise God. God put a man or woman in front of you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we don't even see, all we see is the person. We're not seeing the anointing that they possess because we're too busy looking at the flesh. But what did God put in than Elijah. He gave him power, amen, praise God, to speak a word and to change a situation. Amen, praise God. He did not understand that God's power could transform even Israel's enemy. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Naaman, a great hero was you. They called him a man of valor. You know how that is, amen. Have you ever seen a man of valor? Praise God, glory to his name. They don't let nothing sway them, praise God. They are fortified. They don't get moved quickly, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God raised him up, praise God. A man of valor, praise God. Hallelujah, was used to get respect. And so he was outraged when Elisha treated him like an ordinary person. Come on, somebody. He was a proud man, praise God. He expected, amen, praise God, a royal treatment to wash in this great river would be one of the things. But the Jordan was a small and dirty thing, and to wash in the Jordan, Naaman brought was beneath the man of his position. And that's where we get messed up, praise God. Hallelujah. Think that there's supposed to be this great, great thing that God come down and raise something over. But it's going to take us to do some work, y'all. God is not going to come down and do everything for us. Amen. It's power on the inside of us. Amen. Yes, God do deliver us sometimes, praise God. But sometimes he calls us to get in the word of the Lord. He calls us to fast and pray to break the yokes of your life, praise God. There are some things that God requires of us, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Naaman had to humble himself and to obey Elijah's commands in order to be healed. Amen. Obedience to God begins with humility. We must believe that his way is better way than our own, praise God. We may not always understand his way of working, but by humility obeying, we will receive his blessings. We must remember that God's way is the best way. Come on, somebody, say it with me. God's way are best. Amen. Praise God. God wants obedience more than anything else. Praise God. God can use anything to accomplish his purpose. Amen. In our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I looked and I said, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me this morning when I sat down this morning. And he said here in Hebrews 4:12, he said, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the divider, sunder soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's word is quick. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What things God spoke, we didn't do yet, praise God. We have to repent of those things. What did God say? What did God say? What did he say? How to do it, praise God. Hallelujah. There's a time of repentance, y'all. Praise God. There are some things in our lives that we just shunned along the way, and we wonder why we're in the circumstances that we're in, because we've done things that was not of God. But let me just say this, God, word of Oshanda, God said all we have to do, repent, get up, praise God, wipe your knees off, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost, and keep it moving, praise God. Repent, meaning do a 360, amen. Surrender, amen. Surrender your ways to the Lord, amen, praise God. And God will move in our lives. God wants to do a divine intervention the same way he did Naaman, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, when he thought that he was going one way, but God said, that's not the way I want it done. I want you to go to the dirtiest river, and I want you to dip yourself seven times. Amen. Praise God. Everybody know how to preach that word. Praise God. They say, oh, yeah, he done dipped one seven times. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Dip, 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 dip. Amen. Praise God. But we got to now push, push, push. Push on that rock. The same way that man pushed on that rock. Praise God. Push on that rock. Push on Jesus. Amen. Get what you need from Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The rock is not going to move. Praise God. We have to push into the things of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is that rock. That rock. That's how that song strong. I pray, amen, when I begin to open up this morning, Jesus is the rock. He is the rock of our salvation. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He is the one that's going to do it. He is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Come on, somebody. Somebody give God the shout this morning, because yes, it shall be a divine intervention. It shall be a blessing from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hamashanda. There are some things that are set up for you right now, but get our ears open. Get our hearts open to the things of God. We are so busy worrying about everything else, but there are some things that God wants to clean up our hearts in, praise God. And don't put so much clutter in your heart, praise God. I have a problem sometimes. My husband looks at me, praise God, because when I see something on TV, praise God, and I put my head under the cover, praise God, hallelujah, and he was like, it's only ketchup, praise God, but it's just in my heart, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I had to make a man, praise God, but I'll be like, Lord, have mercy, praise God. It's only TV, praise God. But you know, when God began to clean you up, you don't want to put the world in your heart, praise God, because God wants to speak to us. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There are some things that we feed our soul that we should not be feeding our soul. We got to ask God, is this, God, is this what you want me to watch today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because we got to be careful as the women and men of God, the prophets of God. Amen. Praise God. The mouthpiece of God. Amen. There are some things that we have learned from other things. Yes, it is. Praise God. But get to the things of God. Get into the things of God. God says, get in the things of God. God wants to bless you, y'all. He wants to give you a miraculous a blessing. Amen. He wants to give you a wow moment. He wants the world to see, amen, what they thought that you would never do, you will be able to accomplish. Amen. Praise God. Keep it up. Come on, somebody say, keep it up. Keep it up, because God wants to bless you. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, y'all. It is when we push against the rock that you become strong. Whether the rock moves or not, it is when you obey and cast your net on the other side that the net is filled. And a way is opened up for deeper fellowship with God. Take time today. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Call on the Holy Spirit. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. We are finishing up today, and I thank God that you allowed me into your home and you heard the word of the Lord today. I bless God for you, you, and you. It is a time that heaven is opening, a time that God is blessing his people. There's a time that the wind that's blowing is changing for you. I hear the word surrender. I don't know, God, I thank you. Surrender to the will of the Lord. Surrender to his way and allow him to lead you and guide you into all truth. He has never lost a case. When God does a divine intervention in your life, you will know that he is God. We thank God today for his grace, his mercy. We thank him for his sovereignty. We thank him for his love, his peace, his joy. We give him glory today. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. As the program comes to an end, God, but you are our beginning, Father, and we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue, God, to bless, God, bless their homes, Father. Ye katoko yatabashanda. Bless their families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory for divine intervention on today, Father God. Into our finances, God, we bless you, God. Into our ministry, God, yes, Holy Spirit. Into our marriages, God, yes, Holy Spirit. We give you glory, God. Hey, for what you're doing, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue, God, to build us up, God. Continue to give us instructions, Father God, from heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to clear out all the clutter, God, in our minds, God. That you will lead us and guide us, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Protect us and shield us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, from all the unknown, Father God, from all backlashes, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask for a deeper, deeper, deeper revelation of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, we ask for revelation, knowledge, and understanding, Father, that will only come from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood prevail, God, against anything that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, because you said our blessings is closer than we think, oh God. God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you are leading us into divine destiny, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The same way you led, God, the children of Israel, God, into the promised land, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. That was their resting place, God. But we know that the enemies, glory to God, glory to God. Followed them, Father God. And you said the enemy that they saw yesterday, they will see no more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, that the enemies we seen on yesterday will not cross over to our future, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father. We give you glory, Father. We magnify you, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Present us faultless before the presence of glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I do have a song for you. I think I'm going to find it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless you all, bless you all, bless you all, bless you all. Until, don't forget, Friday, hallelujah, fresh fire Friday, 7 p.m., with no other than the one and only pastor keeping it real. McNeil will be with you. Amen. The blowing of the shofar and the blessings blowing in. Praise God. We give God the glory. We give God the glory. If you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so. Amen. Our Cash App is $ anointed. A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. Anointed. 222. Amen. God bless you all.
everybody under the sound of my voice, just lift your hands right now and just receive the healing of God. You may be in your home. You may be in your car. Right now, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Lord is healing you right now. The Lord is touching your body. He's touching your mind. Somebody just begin to receive your healing right now. Over yourself,
heal.
I am
healed.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm
healed.
Yes, Lord, I am
healed.
Just lift your hands and receive it. Heal.
I am healed.
Declare tonight, stay free. From every burden you are,
I am free.
From all your cares,
free.
Somebody say, I am
free.
He's not the Son that set
free.
Sure enough, He's free indeed.
I am free.
I need somebody to raise your voice, say, free. Somebody got it. Your brokenness.